community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got Becky, Raymond and Wayne in the studio. Hi, hi, how are we doing?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Energetic.
You're right, Becky, don't worry. I don't buy it, I promise I don't. Now, all three of these are from Brentwood Leisure Trust and Fitness in Mind. And you're here to talk about the pilot project that's just finished and part two, phase two of the project, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Where we've just completed phase one, which was really successful, and we're just about to go into phase two.
Okay, now, we spoke about this a little while ago, phase one on the show. What actually went on in phase one?
We had four classes running. Basically, it was proven fitness classes is improving physical and mental health.
Okay.
So we've had yoga, Pilates, health walk, and what was the last one?
Box fitness.
Hugely successful. We've had loads of interest. Yeah.
And how long did you run these over?
12 weeks.
Yes, 12 weeks.
Was it really 3 months ago that you came?
Yeah.
Oh my word, that's... I remember you sitting where you are now, all of you. How shocking, 3 months has just gone.
And you look older. Grey hair.
Well, I've gone to 2 years younger. It's in the cupboard at my house. So how did the phase one actually go? Was it successful or...
Oh. Yeah, very successful. We had over 40 people turning up to various classes over the 3 months. We saw an increase in both physical and mental well-being. Not only that, we've got people into part-time jobs, people into training courses, and people socialising again, which they weren't doing before they started the project.
See, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's really right. I mean, exercise is so valuable for its untrue. And we all know about this. I went to the doctor recently and they took a blood sample and went, oh, your so-and-so count's low. You don't do much straight away. And I went, well, you've been following me. You've got binoculars or something. But it's so, so good for you because it obviously makes you feel good because it releases endorphins into the bloodstream, which gives you this euphoric feel and what have you. And it is exceptionally good for muscular health as well as the mental health. So what does phase two, now you've achieved that, what does phase two actually stand for?
Well, phase two, they're running two set classes that are now in our programme. So people that with mental health wellbeing can also interact with people that haven't got mental health wellbeing.
Right.
So they're interacting together.
So phase one was a separation and everybody together.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Phase one was more people with just mental health wellbeing.
Yes.
To bring them together to get them comfortable within themselves. And then now the phase two is getting them to interact with people that haven't got mental health wellbeing.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
So you're interacting them together.
So are you doing the same type of activities? Or?
Yeah, they've got the drop-in yoga that's held this Tuesday, starting this Tuesday, the 9th of September. And that's starting at 11 o'clock. Or you've got the box fitness that's on
Wednesday.
Oh, it's on the Wednesday, so that's starting this Wednesday coming,
right,
the 10th.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's at 12 o'clock. So the price is £3.50 for people that are within the Fitness in Mind project. And then the members that are joined at the Brentwood Centre, they get it free. And then any other customers that do want to come along that aren't joined with the Fitness in Mind group, they do have to pay the £5.
Yeah.
But it's an hour class that's all interacted together.
£5 for an hour class is good value. It's fantastic value.
Yeah.
Really is. Because, I mean, doing any sort of fitness on your own, you just don't do it. You'd rather have a sandwich. Put your hands up. We'd all rather have a sandwich, a cup of tea, and sit and watch Celebrity Big Brother, wouldn't we?
For a cake, actually. That's not very good.
Don't talk to me about cake. My wife started buying some coffee cake. Oh, don't. Wrap it and it falls in your mouth.
It
all goes. So, I mean, doing fitness on your own is exercising on your own itself is just so monotonous and boring. It's really, really good for only a fiver that you can actually work out with loads of other people.
Yeah. And every class that we run, there's peer support workers. So people with mental health problems themselves will come along to these classes and support you to feel comfortable, to feel less anxious, to make new friends. The idea is for you not to do this on your own, to do this with other people that can support you too.
See, that's fantastic, fantastic. So what's... now you've done the phase one and phase two is underway. Phase two is about a 3 month.
Yep. Phase two was sort of spread over the next 3 months. We've got the two classes starting this week, which are part of the integrated classes. We've also got two new classes starting in October, which is for anyone under 25, 16 to 25, and that's a class called Dancing Feet with Dance Decoded. And the other one is...
MMA.
Which one is it?
Oh, the MMA.
MMA. Oh, yeah. He's going to kill me that I forgot. That's with James in the MMA studio. So that's a fitness class rather than a contact sport class.
Okay.
Both in October. Those classes will be free but accessible only by people that are registered with Fitness in Mind. Mm-hmm. From January, we're hoping to bring in some new classes as well as part of wheelchair fitness. So people in wheelchairs and those people that maybe want to try to find out what it's like to be in a wheelchair can go into a class that we're calling Dancing Wheels, so rather than Dancing Feet, and another class called Wheelchair Fitness. And that again will be open to anyone under 25 for the time being until we've got the projects up and running.
You look at some physical, just the physical disabilities now. Never has there been a in history when physical disabilities doesn't have to stop you from doing something. And when you look at the Paralympics, some of these guys are absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
unreal.
And this week, you've got the Invictus Games, which Prince Harry's running in London. There was a programme on the TV last night about the servicemen going into sports to help them recover. And funny enough, what they spoke about, other than the physical disability, was the psychological issues. So that's where the Fitness in Mind project will come into people with physical disabilities as well. Sensory disabilities, they still have mental health, they still often have psychological problems. Why don't we include those within the program as well? So we're opening it up to anyone, basically.
You were talking about the wheelchair bound people a while ago. I watched a basketball match and it was all full of disabled people, and but the speed of these guys was absolutely unreal. I had to sit and watch it.
Well, Becky was involved with it last we did one here.
Oh, that's a celebrity wheelchair match.
Was just phenomenal. The speed and the accuracy while pushing themselves along and then putting this ball in the net. Just amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I was in awe of them, I really was.
Yeah, we lost. That's part of the Essex Outlaws were the team that we played. They were absolutely brilliant, and they're hoping to bring wheelchair basketball to the Brentwood Centre in the near future. We're in negotiations at the moment, trying to get some funding together to bring them here. It's the most interesting sport.
It's just amazing to watch. Amazing.
So I'd rather go and don't tell the Leopards, but I'd rather go and see the wheelchair basketball team than the Leopards.
But just as a spectator, the speed of this sport is just shocking. It's just shocking. Seriously, you've got to. If anybody indoors hasn't actually watched this, you have to sit and watch it. It is just amazing. And if they do bring this to the Brentwood Centre, I'd be there watching. So after the whole 6 months has been and gone and done, what do you aim to achieve out of all this?
We're hoping to bring it to the centre as an inclusive package for everyone. Everyone's got mental health problems. Everyone has mental health. So the problems can occur. So generally you'll get periods where you go up and you go down. You have anxiety issues,
insecurity issues.
I'm not always leading to mental health, ill health, but mental, what they call mental distress. So people need to be looking after their mental health all the time. We're hoping that Fitness in Mind is in class within the Brentwood Centre. So we're already training staff up to look out for people with mental distress through the mental health first aid training course. We're looking to include Fitness in Mind as an element of every single sport and activity that we do in the centre, but that's long-term plans and we're not sure how long that's going to take. So
okay, well fingers crossed it all comes forward and we get there. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to come down, how do we get in contact with you?
Oh, well, first of all, you could come straight down to the centre. We've always got somebody down from the Fitness in Mind team. David's in there today if you wanted to come down and speak to him. I have Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Fitness in Mind, or the Brentwood Centre, at Brentwood Centre, is it?
Yeah.
Yep. Just send us a tweet. We're always there to pick it up. Facebook, it's the... What's the Brentwood
Leisure Trust.
Brentwood Leisure Trust, yeah. Our phone number is 01277215151.
Let me just write that down. 01277215151.
That's it.
Okay.
Fitness in Mind email address now.
Yeah. fitnessinmind@brentwoodleisure.co.uk.
Brilliant. I'll put all that on the website as well, so we'll be in contact with you and come down and take part of this. Becky, Raymond and Wayne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Once you've done it again, in 3 months' time, I want you to come back on the show and tell us exactly how it all went. Is that okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you, mate.
Becky's sitting there nervous. No need to be nervous, Becky. Honestly, love. Honestly, you've done fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll speak again soon, hopefully, yeah?
Cheers.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.